In Kenya, if we were to sell the idea of Santa, we would sell it as somebody that rides through the savannah with a Rudolph would have to be an antelope with a red nose. That is the only way to get it through. So, yeah, the whole idea of Santa doesn't work in tropical countries because it doesn't make sense. Hey guys, welcome to the Fabrication Map Podcast. I'm super excited because this is our 10th episode, and they always say that, you know, a podcast always dies at the 8th episode if it's not meant to succeed. And so we've beat the, you know, here we are, we are alive, we've beat the 8th episode. So I'm really excited. It's been a very long year, and for everybody that has been tuning in, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for that. And so for this episode, I just want to talk to you about Christmas and the idea of Christmas and what it looks like, you know, in different cultures and in different countries, but most specifically Kenya, because, you know, most of the people from the States have been asking me, like, what does it look like to have Christmas in Kenya? And, yeah, I was like, well, let me just explain to them, you know. So Christmas in Kenya is actually very different from the States. Number one, we don't have Santa. I'll just start with that. We don't have Santa because if you think about the idea of Santa, he actually lives in the North Pole, and everything about him is associated, you know, with like snow and like, you know, riding the sleigh and all that. We don't have snow in Kenya. And then we don't have deer in Kenya. So the closest thing we would have is an antelope. So in Kenya, if we were to sell the idea of Santa, we would sell it as somebody that rides through the savannah with a Rudolph would have to be an antelope with a red nose. That is the only way to get it through. So, yeah, the whole idea of Santa doesn't work in tropical countries because it doesn't make sense. And actually, this is funny, but the very first time I learned about Santa, it was very sad. And I think from then, my guardians were like, we're never going to do Santa again, because my brother told me that if you put up a stocking, and I think I was in Kenya, they were like, if you put up a stocking, then when you wake up the next day, you're going to find something in it. And nobody knew. My parents didn't know. Nobody knew that I'd put up a stocking. So I wake up the next day and they did not plan to put something in the stocking. And so I woke up the next day and there was nothing. So that was super disappointing. So I learned on the very first day I was told about Santa that it was fake. So, yeah, if you have kids that still believe in that, I'm so sorry that they had to listen to that through me. But, yeah, so that's why I think in Kenya it will be really hard to sell the idea, because I think Kenyans are very realistic. And so tell them that somebody comes. We don't even have chimneys, you know, because it's very hot. So why do you need a chimney, you know, or like the fireplace or stuff like that? So it will be really, really hard to sell the idea of Santa. And then in Kenya, we also don't call him Santa. We call him Father Christmas. and so, yeah, the whole thing, it's just, you know, it's very different. But Christmas in Kenya is very, very different from the States because of one reason. Like for us, it is very rare. It's a rare occurrence. I mean, the States, it is. It comes once a year. But like the things you do on Christmas Day in the States, you do them every other time, you know. Like for Kenya is a struggling third world country, of course. There's the very rich and there's the very poor. And so for the poor, who are the majority, Christmas comes around and it's a time of relief from the everyday, you know, hard work, from struggles. And so Christmas means everything to these people. So I remember growing up, if you had anything that was good, like clothes, like good shoes or good t-shirts or, you know, something like that, you'd keep them folded nicely for Christmas because that was like the time, you know, everybody loved that time. And then the Kenyan school system was kind of created around the holidays. And so the kids that go to school in Kenya on a normal, because of COVID, it's kind of different, but like on a normal year, they would go for a break through the whole of November and December. So like, it's fun. The kids are home, you know, it's just a fun time. And so like the things that happen during Christmas in Kenya don't have happen all any other time. If you look at food, the Kenyan, you know, like way of eating, like people eat a ton of like, you know, veggies and like carbohydrates, and it's very rare to find somebody that eats meat or chicken every day. And so on Christmas Day, everybody strives to, you know, like cook something nice. And so the kids are all obviously, you know, like, because you don't have it, you know, you really, really cherish that moment because it only comes once a year, you know. And then like, you know, it's a time of families. You don't see people all, you know, all of us, you know, like throughout the year. So like in this time, all your cousins and friends all come together. And so it's such a beautiful time, you know, while in the States, I think like from what I've experienced is that like, you know, what you eat during Christmas, you can eat, you probably eat it sometime throughout the year, you know? And so it's like, well, it's just food. And then maybe you know, you get gifts. But other than that, like, you know, the whole idea is like to kind of have family and, you know, you build it around that and the Christmas tree and all that. But like the things that you do, you kind of can't do it any other time. And so it's different. And so, yeah, that's what Christmas looks like in both areas. But I think, like, if we talk about, you know, like gifts and stuff like that, it's not really a thing here. But also, like, you know, with changes in, like, education system and all that, people are learning and people are becoming more and more aware of what to do. But I think, like, the Christmas tradition, like, the deep Christmas tradition in Kenya is very different. So, like, you know, I remember one time, one Christmas, we woke up very early in the morning. We were so excited. My mom made these donuts. We called them mandazi. We had mandazi. We had tea. And then for lunch, I think we had, like, Swahili, Arab, Middle Eastern meals. And then, like, I remember after that, we went to town. We just went for a walk in town, which is another huge, huge part of Christmas. For some reason, and I don't know why, but on Christmas Day, people walk, which will sound hilarious, but like in Kenya on Christmas Day, people just say, okay, after I am finished eating and after I've seen everybody, I'm just going to go out and walk. And you just roam around town. And like, it's crazy, but like, if you are ever in Kenya for Christmas Day, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, you'll just have like massive, massive crowds of people just walking to nowhere, you know? And so it's come to be called the Great Trek of Christmas. So I remember me and my brothers, we were just walking to town for no good reason, just because we were walking, you know? And you walk around and then you come back in the evening and then that's it. But like, looking back, I'm like, well, that was kind of dumb. But like, there was just something about it that made it so fun. And every year, you know, on Christmas Day, we would like, you know, wake up very early, eat, then put on our best clothes and then just go and walk in town, go to the mall, just walk around, then go into town, walk around and then come back home. And then in the evening, that's it, which sounds very funny, but like, it's really fun. But like one of my best Christmas memories is one time I remember like our dad took us to the lake and we just sat there for some reason. We didn't do anything. We just sat by the lake the whole, like it was like from 2 to 6. We were just sitting by the lake doing nothing. And that's one of the best memories I have of Christmas because it was just special, you know, like, I mean, we didn't do anything, but we also did something, you know. And coming back home, I could not. All I could think of is the lake. And so now, like, that memory has been tattooed in my mind. So every time I think about Christmas, I think about sitting by the lake with people I love, you know. And so it was a very special moment. But then the difference between the Christmas tradition in the States and in Kenya is that in the States, after Thanksgiving, all the way through like the 25th, Christmas is huge. There's music playing everywhere and all that. I was surprised how quick Christmas died down after the 25th. Like, people took down their Christmas trees and like everybody was like, you know, like on the 27th or the 28th, the kids went back to school. And then because I'm not used to that, I was like kind of, you know, in a hangover. I was like, what? And, you know, everybody was back to work and then that was it. And then like, the, you know, New Year's was not such a huge deal. And I was like, oh, man, because in Kenya, we celebrate way into January. Like, you know, we just keep pushing. Like, 25th, the 26th is always like a really bad day because you wake up and you're like, oh, yeah, the very best day of the year just went by. So we are just back to normal, you know. It hits you. And then you remember, oh, yeah, we still have New Year's. So after that, then January is always a tough month, so nobody looks forward to January. So like people really celebrate, and then in January is like back to normal, so people dread that moment. But like for us, we will have Christmas and it will take like almost like another month for the, you know, for the lights to come down, for the Christmas tree to come down, for, you know, that mood to die. But I think in the States it's like it grows for a long time, and it's almost anticlimactic, you know, like it goes really, really fast, really fast, really fast. It grows so much, and then on the Christmas day, it's like at the peak, and then on the 26th, like just shoots down, and then some people even like, you know, that evening, I'm like, all right, let's start thinking about taking down the tree, and I'm like, oh no, let's keep it till New Year's, you know, and then in Kenya, New Year's is huge. It's almost like Christmas because I think people just still want to celebrate. And so that period for me, you know, it has always been awesome. So I'm glad that this time I'm in Kenya. The last two Christmases, I wasn't here. So this time I'm so glad that I'm here. And yeah, I think I'm just going to do what I've always done. I'm going to have fun. Then I'm going to go for a walk just around town. The same places I go every day to run errands. I'm just going to walk. And then I'm glad that the Christmas tradition is not gonna die really, you know, that quickly. But also, something I'm gonna miss from the States is, I think the cold makes it special, you know, when it's cold and, you know, you light the fire and the tree and, you know, you have like gifts around the tree, that mood, and you know, like good food and the smell and all that, you know, it's just awesome. And then, you know, you stay indoors and I don't know, they're so different, but they're all so cool, you know. And so I'm so blessed to have experienced both sides of it. And, you know, I think both are awesome. And yeah, I think with time, maybe the idea of Santa will reach Kenya and people will be like, okay, we kind of see where it comes from. But for now, it's, you know, it's very hard. And like with holidays in general, like I think like in the States, almost every major holiday has some sort of symbol. Like Christmas has Santa, and then I think Easter has like the bunny. So like, you know, it's very confusing for us because we're like, what, why do you guys do that, you know? And so yeah, I think for people here, and Kenya is like a multi-religion country, and so some people are like, okay, we don't get it. Is Christmas about Santa or is it about Jesus, you know? But anyway, I don't want to go into all that. What I know is that, you know, on that day, it's just a day to be happy, to be thankful, to praise God for bringing us that far and for his son dying on the cross and, you know, to just see family and connect with people we don't really see each and every day, and to also go for a long, long trek. And go around town for no reason, but to also light the fireplace and, you know, sit around it and, you know, open gifts and drink some hot chocolate or something like that and just have a good time. So, yeah, I thought, you know, some people have been asking me, you know, what does it look like? And I was like, well, it's really hard to explain unless you're there. But, yeah, I think you kind of have an idea of what Christmas looks like in both countries. So, yeah, This was the 10th episode. I am so, so grateful for everything, and let's keep on going. I don't know how many we'll do before our episode, you know, our podcast dies, but I hope it keeps growing and it goes, you know, to the direction that we all wish it goes. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and Merry Christmas, and have a great and happy new year. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to have another episode out soon, but yeah, this was just a Christmas special. But yeah, anyway, have a good one. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.